community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now I'm joined in the studio by Kevin Richards and Barry Hester. Kevin is the business manager, actor, and Barry is the director, actor. At the Reject Theatre Company, these guys are really good fun, so it's lovely to see you in the studio. Now, you're here to talk about a brand new production, which is called One Man, Two Governors, which is going to be at the Brentwood Theatre. But before we talk about it, how long has the Reject Theatre Company been going?
Well, originally, we started in 1988, and then we stopped early 90s because people's careers were going off in different directions, and then we started back up about
2016.
Now, One Man, Two Governors is at the Brentwood Theatre from tomorrow, the 2nd to the 5th of October.
Okay, so it's One Man, Two Governors. It's basically a guy who's an out-of-work washball player in a skiffle band who manages somehow to get two jobs with two different governors, and neither of the governors know that he's working for the other one.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the thing about that is that the two people he's working for are actually in a relationship, but they don't realise that the other people... It's very confusing.
It is
so
a farce.
It is a bit of a farce, so it's one of those.
There's a character, Roscoe, who's been killed, and his identical twin sister assumes his identity.
But it's not his identical twin.
It's not. Yes, there's a line in it about not being identical because one's a girl and one's a boy.
Yeah.
And my character doesn't quite understand why they can't be identical.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have got that part. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's only just clocked that that's really... Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the motivation.
So it is a farce. There's a lot of doors slamming and it's ridiculous and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And when was this actually written?
It was quite a recent play, and it had a real hit up in London with James Corden, originally in the part, and then he took it to Broadway, and then Rufus Hound took over in London, and it ran, and it was really successful. I mean, when I first put up on the Facebook page, oh look, we're doing a One Man, Two Governors. There was quite a stream of people that know me that sort of said, oh, saw that in London, loved it, you know, when you're doing it, and all this kind of stuff. So they're going to come and see it. But,
yeah,
I think it's just a popular play. And I hadn't never seen it before, never heard of it until we
it's
got the rights.
It's actually on an old play, The Servant of Two Masters, by Carlo Goldoni.
From 1743.
Wow.
Because you have to understand, listeners, that Kevin was looking at that on his phone and you just come up with a date off the top of your head. Well, look at that. I mean, what's going on?
Sometimes I'm prepped, sometimes I'm not.
But it is an hilarious play. I mean, it's probably... I mean, you saw Bouncer, it's funny, but I think this is in a completely different way, equally as funny.
I've never been in a show, I've never seen a show where, near enough, all the actors in the play have an aside to the audience.
Yeah.
Bringing the audience into the play with what's going on. So that's quite unique.
How many's in the cast?
11.
11.
Yeah, we're kind of inside of a house, and then we're in a pub, and then we're in the street, and at one point we're on the seafront.
Yeah.
You might hear some seagulls.
And are you both acting in this as well as directing, or...?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Of course we are. Why would we
be? Really foolishly, we did, but...
I wasn't in the last in Shakers, but I must add that was all female.
The difference with us as well is, you know, we try and treat it as professional as we can, because that's, you know, where we come from. And so I sort of do rely a lot, and that's why we choose our actors, to sort of not direct themselves, but if I sort of say, okay, you're going to be there and you're going to be there... I don't feel like I then have to sort of say, and can you look like this? And can you say this? And can you do it that way? And can, because I'm expecting them to do it. And that's what normally happens.
Experienced cast.
Yeah, we always pick people that have done parts and do know what they're doing. So that does help. Yeah, every time, you get to the theatre and all of a sudden where the space has now changed.
Yes.
It's not as maybe as big as where we've been rehearsing, so we have to bring it in a little bit. So there is always adjustments all the time. And that's what last night was about, you know, because we had our tech last night. And that's all about who's moving what scenery and props and stuff like that around. And that all has to be organised. And then tonight we'll do our dress rehearsal, which is where it should just run.
A performance.
Yes.
As a performance, yeah. So by tonight, we are on top of it. And I know that people will be. And Yeah, but it would just be those little fine touches that in, and something maybe I've missed that I'll just sort of say, oh, add that.
Very rarely will you rehearse a comedy and then you're still the actors are still laughing at the jokes before you go into the theatre because you've heard them so many times that you're just like, and then suddenly the audience laugh and you think, oh yeah, that is funny, isn't it? I remember that now.
Yeah.
But this one, we've been laughing right up to the last moment at the delivery of the gags because it's just so ridiculous and so funny.